Joe Stiglitz from NBC Sports California, A's Insider. Joe, it's Grant Napier and Doug Christie. How are you?
I'm doing well, fellas. How you doing? Any better weather up there than it is at the Coliseum right now? It's kind of gloomy right now.
Yeah, it's gloomy here. It's not raining as I look out the window. Are they worried about getting this game in tonight?
I think they're optimistic of getting it in. It's a matter of when and how long it's going to take. 7:05 first pitch could maybe be in jeopardy. It's coming down pretty hard right now with tarps on the field. We'll see how it looks a couple hours from now.
Obviously not the news that the A's wanted on Marcus Semien. We know about Kendall Graveman. I guess the good news, and you can fill us in on the latest, but Kendall Graveman's only expected to miss one start. So let's talk about those two guys.
Okay, yeah. Kendall first. The news, big picture, isn't too bad. And right now he's optimistic. Bob Melvin's optimistic. He's just going to miss the one start. So he is on the DL. But it's a 10-day DL now. So you can go on the DL and miss a little bit less time. He's confident he'll be able to pitch as soon as he comes off the disabled list, which would be earliest he can come off is a week from Tuesday. So he could possibly pitch that day against the Angels if all goes well. It's a shoulder strain for him, not considered major. You asked about Marcus. It's a lot more serious with Marcus Semien. He's got a fracture in his right wrist. He's going to have surgery tomorrow. They're going to put a screw in there. And he's going to be reevaluated in 6 weeks. So you figure absolute minimum of 2 months missed for him. Just with all the baseball activity he's going to miss. That's a big blow for this team, obviously. He's their everyday shortstop, been filling in as their leadoff hitter, hit 27 homers last year. So, you know, after last year's injuries, the A's are not off to a good start on the injury front this year.
Joe, the word screw and surgery, just they don't go well together. When you say screw, what exactly is happening with him, or what was the injury that's going to require such a drastic procedure?
Yeah, and, you know, I'm just going by what they put in the press release, so I don't know how in-depth I can get with you on the medical end, but I can tell you I believe it's a scaphoid bone, I believe is how it's pronounced in the wrist.
Okay.
It's at a bone at the base of the thumb. It's a very small bone, can't take a whole lot of pressure. So, Marcus was playing through it for a while, and it was hindering his swinging the bat a little bit. He was having trouble with that. But it was only a couple of nights ago that it really bothered him throwing too, and that's when the A's decided, you know what, we can't keep running him out there, because Marcus he'll keep playing as long as he can, as long as he can stand the pain, but it got counterproductive with his throwing. So it's the scaphoid bone, I believe I'm pronouncing that right,
yep.
And that's what they need to repair. And like I said, he's going to get another CT scan in 6 weeks, but you figure he's going to be out a lot longer than that.
Tonight, a guy that really looked great the last time out, and I know that, you know, a lot of people in the A's organization are pretty excited about the future of Jarrell Cotton. And again, he's going tonight as this homestand continues. What do you like about him?
Well, Jarrell, I mean, for being a guy, we tend to talk about him in terms of him almost being a seasoned veteran. And the fact is he's got less than 10 major league starts under his belt. But since coming up in September, he's done so well. He's just acquitted himself well, and he pitched so well his last time out in Kansas City. It was their home opener. It was a big crowd. They had a really emotional pregame ceremony for Yordano Ventura before the game, so there was a lot going on. He had his warm-ups delayed. There was a lot that could have thrown him off his game for being a young guy and still technically being a rookie. And instead, he was completely dialed in. It seems like the big league, the moments aren't too big for him. He doesn't get overwhelmed. And on top of that, he's got great stuff. He's got a lot of pitches to throw at a guy. His best pitch is a changeup that, if you see it in slow motion, he throws it like a screwball. It has this strange kind of screwball action on it, and hitters just look really confused when they see it. So he's got a mid-90s fastball. He's got a devastating changeup. He's got a total package, it looks like, right now. So far, so good as far as him being in their big league rotation.
Joe, at the beginning of the season, people probably weren't thinking of the A's doing too much, and now you look at the ability for them to get out of the gate. Do you think that the front office maybe looks at the season a little different now, or do injuries kind of maybe skew their view as well?
Well, I think they're still in the evaluating phase right now. I think, if anything, these injuries are going to, you know, if they keep taking on long-term injuries like this, it's going to eventually change, you know, the way the front office looks at this season. I mean, it's going to all be based on the standings, right? And do they have confidence this team can you know, make a push and contend when the summer rolls around and the trade deadline gets near? I mean, right now you got to, you know, they're 5-7 right now. They've been up and down a little bit. It's very early, but, you know, Semien's a key guy, and they've been without Sonny Gray. He's a key man. And, you know, Graveman, you know, they hope it's minor with Graveman. These are key guys that they're already losing to injuries. So, you just got to see how it looks come June and July. And if they're hanging around 500, maybe they keep this team together. But, you know, we've seen the A's, they don't sit still if they're out of contention. They make some moves. So it's still too early probably to make those kind of calls. But, you know, the bottom line, the injuries just don't bode well right now.
No.
Because, like I said, they dealt with it so much last year. And it's already becoming an early storyline, earlier than anybody would have hoped this year.
And, Joe, you know, you talk about Sonny Gray. You know, who's to say which Sonny Gray you're getting? I mean, you know, Sonny Gray last year was as disappointing as any right-handed pitcher in baseball, I would say. So, I mean, yeah, it's nice to get him back, but do you really know what you're getting when he comes back?
Well, I mean, that's a good point you make right there. You know, what guy are you going to get back? I think there's an assumption that health is the main key, and if Sonny's 100%, he's going to be back to, you know, a number one guy at the top of this rotation. And the truth is we don't know based on last year, because not only was it a health thing, it was a mechanics issue.
Yes.
Sonny, that he was really working on. I worked a lot on that in the off season. So I don't know, you know, and if depending on how he looks, plays into whether or not he's a big storyline around the trade deadline. If he comes back and he's healthy and he's lights out for a good month and a half leading up to the trade deadline, you're going to see a lot of trade rumors involving this guy. And the A's have a lot of starting pitching depth. Now they're going to have to consider how much they can get for him, and they'll have to at least consider whether or not they deal him. There'll be contenders looking for starting pitching, so that's going to be something to watch. But you're right, there's no guarantee of what you get from Sonny once he comes back. And first and foremost, he's got to come back 100% healthy.
Hey, Joe, with the new management and everything else, you know, we know the tarp's off the upper deck, and the A's, I think, you know, from a baseball organization, trying to do things differently, change the culture from the fans and everything else. I know you're in the media, but is it noticeable from your perspective?
Yeah, it is. It is. There's definitely a positive energy, and that comes, you know, it trickles down from their new president, Dave Cavill. He's come in with a lot of energy, kind of a can-do attitude. He's really taken a lot of fan input, and he's putting in a lot of changes around the Coliseum for the game day experience based on what he's hearing from fans. You know, they got food trucks out here. They named the field after Ricky Henderson, had a big opening night ceremony. That idea came from a fan. They're taking the tarps off. That all came from fan feedback. Now, how many fans they get up in those third deck seats is a different issue, but that's something a lot of fans wanted. That's something the A's did in response. So, and I'm seeing just from Twitter comments from fans, there's a lot of positive energy. If these injuries keep happening and they don't do well in the standings, that may change a little bit. But right now there's kind of a big picture optimism I'm sensing around fans. Because we're being told that they're going to make an announcement on a new ballpark in Oakland sometime this calendar year. So there's a lot of people kind of excited about the future. Obviously, it's easier to stay excited about that if the on-field product is entertaining and getting the job done in the standings. That's to be continued there.
Joe, you talk about the on-field product, and one of them, you see him every day, Chris Davis. How good is he as you get to look at him that everyone doesn't?
Yeah, he's pretty special, and that's the one trade that really worked out well for the A's, and they got him before last season. 42 homers last year. He's already got 6 homers. I believe he's tied for the major league lead right now. And probably, Doug, the most impressive thing about him is his opposite field power, especially here at the Coliseum. This is not a good hitter's park. It's not easy, especially at night, for a right-handed hitter to go over the fence in right field or right center, and Chris did it a lot last year. He's done it already this year. He'll take a curveball in the outside corner, and he'll hit what looks like a medium deep fly ball and just keeps going, just keeps carrying because he's so strong.
Wow.
His hands are so strong. He's got really strong wrists. He's just an old school slugger. Strikes out a lot, but he hits a lot of home runs. And if the A's can get guys on base around him and get a little bit of production around him, they can have a pretty good offense and they can score some runs because he's a really consistent, bona fide star-like slugger to put in that cleanup spot every night.
Joe, you talked about, you know, Marcus Semien. We know he's having surgery tomorrow. So what does Bob Melvin do? Let's just figure it's going to be about 8 weeks. What do you think the plan's going to be at shortstop?
Well, right now, from what Bob is saying and what the GM David Force is saying, is they're going to go with what they have on the Major League roster right now. That's Adam Rosales as a starting shortstop, and Chad Pinder, a guy they called up a couple days ago, as the backup. Now, what everybody's thinking is eventually are we going to see Franklin Barreto, who's our top prospect. He's at AAA right now. Putting up good numbers so far at AAA. He really has impressed the A's, and he's been up in big league spring training. And right now, David Force says they're not going to rush him. They're not considering him as an option right now. But if you ask me, I think that could change. If over the next couple weeks, Barreto is really on fire, really swinging the bat well, you got to bring him up eventually. But right now, they want to keep him down here. They don't want to rush his development. He's going to keep playing second base and shortstop at AAA.
All right, and as we before we let you go, As of right now, you think they'll get the game in, but it could be pushed back a little bit just based on the weather right now as we speak?
Based on the weather and the forecast, it could definitely be pushed back, but they're still optimistic about getting this
good
game. And I don't think the A's want to have two rainouts 2 days in a row. We'll see, though. It's still coming down pretty good as we speak right now.
Joe, thanks very much. Appreciate your time.
You bet, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, Joe Stiglich, NBC Sports California.